Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley, the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we'll have a good time spotlight song by the Challengers. More in that segment coming up. Beth Riley has a deep track from the Beach Boys and her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. Dwayne Eddy talks about Forrest Gump in our Green Room segment. And of course, we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Plus, we've got tunes from The Ventures, The Arcs, Link Wray, Dennis Dykin with Bell Sound, The Beaters Band, HJ and the Constellations, The Screamin' Seagulls, The Salinas, Poolhead, The Del Roswells, Norby Villano, and still there's more. Let's kick it off with a track from the project called Six Track EP. This is Martin Cilia, covering the Sir Cliff Richard in the Shadows tune, On the Beach.
Hi, this is Martin Cilia from sunny Australia, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
This is Bob Spaulding from The Ventures, and you're listening to our pal, Jammin' James Riley, on Catching a Wave.
Thank you.
That's new from the album New Space, The Ventures, and The Alien. Hoping to see a U.S. release of that project this year, too. Our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is a solo song from a member of Chicago. Also features a member of the Beach Boys on rhythm guitar, who also wrote this song, and a former member of the Beach Boys on drums. Chicago and the Beach Boys did a tour in 1975, and this song is from 1981 on Full Moon Records. And get this, even the three of them had started a band, but nothing had materialized from it. The answer and the song coming up later. Up next, new from The Beaters Band, a cover of the Jackie DeShannon tune, When You Walk in the Room.
I can feel it.
Listeners, Shaggy and Scooby broadcasting live from the top of the world, spinning stacks of wax for all you frostbitten fans out there, right, Scoob?
Now, here comes the music.
Thank you.
We're having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the Del Roswells from their EP, The Gray Rider, with the tune Set Course for Space, UFO Go. Norby Villano before that in the tune Shazam, from the project Best of Twangy Guitar, 2020 through 2022. Time to spotlight some good times.
Got the sky opened up.
There are so many albums celebrating an anniversary in 2023. Lots of them are 60 years old, actually. Like this one from the album from the Challengers called Surf Beat on Vault Records. It was the biggest selling surf record at the time. Members come from the band The Bel Airs. You know, you may remember Mr. Moto. Here's the song Bulldog as we celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Challengers album Surf Beat on our Good Times segment.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
You're listening to Catching a Wave with Jim and James Riley.
Now let's find out about your mind.
We'll be right back.
That's new from the Salinas and the tune Red Plate. Pull Head before that, and Shotgun. Hey, our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is a solo song from a member of Chicago. Also features a member of the Beach Boys on rhythm guitar, who also wrote this song, and a former member of the Beach Boys on drums. Chicago and the Beach Boys did a tour in 1975, the Beachigo Tour. This song is from 1981 on Full Moon Records, and the three of them had even started a band together, but nothing had materialized from that. The answer and the song coming up later, but right now it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up, I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song was originally recorded in 1969. It was written by Brian and Carl Wilson, but Al Jardine reworked the arrangement and re-recorded the song that was originally titled Sailplane Song. It wasn't released until 1998's Endless Harmony soundtrack. It features Al Jardine on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Loop-de-Loop, Flip-Flop Flying in an Aeroplane. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Hey, this is Dan Auerbach from The Arcs, and this is Eyes off our brand new album, Electrophonic Chronic, out January 27th.
All you ever wanted, everything forever. All
Till tomorrow, when I come to see you, crying hallelujah. Eyes, you can't let them know.
James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the Arcs, another cool band that Dan Auerbach is in, and the single called Eyes. You know, Elvis Presley would have been 88 years old on January the 8th. We know, of course, that he passed away way too young, at just 42 years old in 1977. So many folks were big fans, including myself, of course, and including the late, great Link Wray. Here's a tune from his Indian Child album called It Was Elvis on Catching a Wave.
Time ago, the songs were playing on the radio. It was Elvis. Put a baby in rock and roll. He put rock and roll music way down in his soul. He gave you heart rate attack.
Rock and roll music, way down in his soul. Let's get it on. darkness of your ear to tear. His girl's high, he's making fire. He's a dick and a lick, he's the boss of the rock and roll sound. He's like Elvis.
It's new from the Screaming Seagulls and Snow Surfer. Perhaps you're doing that this time of year, wherever you are. Before that, Dennis Dykin with Bell Sound and The Sun's Gonna Shine in the Morning. You may also know Dennis from The Smithereens. Hey, time now for our Green Room segment.
Welcome to The Green Room. I'm Catching the Wave.
The Green Room is a chance to relax and hear from some interesting folks. We hear the King of Twang once again this week, Dwayne Eddy. He tells us a great story about Forrest Gump and his tune, Rebel Rouser, used in a key scene.
Also in the 94 Forrest Gump soundtrack included Rebel Rouser, selling something like, what was it, 12 million in the U.S. alone. That had to be pretty cool to have another resurgence of that.
I know, that record just, I think it sold 60 or 80 million by itself, you know, just around the world. Yeah. And it did, I think, 14, 16 million, probably did 12 million here and 12 over there is what they usually do. And that's about what we got paid on, about 20 million, something like that. But it was just one song, so that's not bad. It kept us going for years. It was fun to be a part of it, and I got to go out there and do a little interview for the DVD. Actually, Deed and I took our grandson to see it at a local theater here. I didn't even know the song was in the movie. They neglected to mention that to me,
yeah.
The publishing company. They made their deal, they put it in there, and heck with old Wayne, he don't need to know this. He doesn't need to know this. So I went, and we're sitting there, and it came on. Well, I'm thinking, gosh, I wonder what mix that is, which masters, have they mastered it right? And sure enough, it was like taken out of the one I mastered myself at Georgetown here with Denny Purcell. It sounded like that version to me.
Yeah.
But I'm listening very carefully. I'm not even, you know how you listen so hard you don't even see what's going in front of your eyes. And I didn't even see that whole section. I just was listening to every note of the song, and it kept going, and it kept playing the whole song, and I thought it would fade out any minute. Turned out it was the longest cue, as they say, in the movie. They played the entire thing practically, except. And my grandson he's about 12 then. He's standing in his seat, jumping up and down, yelling, "That's my grandpa! That's my grandpa!" And people are laughing because, you know, it's Nashville, they figure.
Yeah.
That's not unreal.
You know, that's true.
That's not, that could happen.
Yeah.
You know, and they were laughing at him, getting a kick out of it, you know. Because it was just playing, and as it turned out, Forrest Gump was running through the fields, and they were chasing him, and he ran on the... So they didn't cause him to miss anything. They just caused him to give him a big chuckle. And Deed got him down. He just pulled him down and back into his seat. He says, "That's Grandpa." She said, "I know, I know." And I'm still listening. I missed all that, you know, she told me about it. Because I'm listening, and when it's through, I thought, oh, good, that's a good version, you know. I mean, there's no bad sound things on it. And so I had to go back and see the movie again to see what I'd missed. But it was, you know, a very exciting thing. And Lee called and said, "We're going to be rich." He said, "They've already had, you know, we get paid for the song being in the movie and in the soundtrack album." What the publishing companies do is they make a little deal for a few $1,000s, and they sell out the rights for the video, for the DVD of the movie. We figured we didn't know that. We figured we'd get royalties on, and we heard they already had 18 million advance orders for the movie. And he called, he's excited. He says, 18 million? We're going to, you know, even at 2 cents or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He says, "We're going to do fantastic." And he called back, he says, "Oh, I checked. They found out they don't do it that way. We don't get royalties for that. They just sell out the rights for $2,000-$3,000. And
yeah.
That's it." And then they split that four ways. So. But it was exciting to be in, and I love Tom Hanks, of course.
Yeah.
And it was just a great movie, and Lieutenant Dan and all that. it was just fun to watch and fun to be a part of. I was excited. Hi, this is Dwayne Eddy, and you're listening to my favorite Rebel Rouser, Jammin' James Riley.
¶¶
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. It's time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is, so let's just drop a coin in the jukebox. This is a solo song from a member of Chicago, Peter Cetera. It also features a member of the Beach Boys, Carl Wilson, on rhythm guitar, who also wrote this song, and a former member of the Beach Boys, Ricky Fattar, on drums. Now, Chicago and the Beach Boys did a tour in 1975 called the Beach-A-Go Tour. You may remember that. This is a song from 1981 on Full Moon Records and the B-side to the single On the Line. Now, the three of them had started a band together, but nothing had materialized from it. That would sure be great to hear. Right now is Peter Cetera and I Can Feel It on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
And I won't let nothing get in.
1964, the Hondells and Speedway. Before that, the Retro Fogettes and Tentacula from the latest EP, The New Hypnotic Wave of Retro Fogettes. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.